Davis Marion, Adelaide, South Australia, October 28, 1892. Dear Sister Marion, yesterday was the hardest day I have had for some time getting off the American mail. I felt so tired, but am thankful it is over. I shall not for a time have another such a strain. I feel that my burden now will be light as far as American mail is concerned. I had those writings in regard to the Ohio Sanitarium to get off and much letter writing to do, and I am grateful that I survived the taxation. After this, Elder Daniels took the team and we all went up to the waterfall. The scenery is very grand. I, of course, sat in my carriage while the three went up the steep ascent to see the second waterfall. There was a family there, nice people, two brothers. They brought out three women from Melbourne. They saw me alone and sitting in the phaeton, and they were taking lunch. They brought me a slice of cake with a cup of tea. I declined the favor, but thanked them heartily. They live in Adelaide. The three ladies with them are from Melbourne. They brought our horse an armful of clover, which he did not decline, but set to eating with a will. We felt some relief in this ride. I am about to go to the post office. I think of you. All would be more than pleased to have you here to look upon the things of nature and visit the botanical gardens. We have had a cooler day than usual today. It rained day before yesterday and last night. I am not as free from pain as I could wish, but I am thankful to the Lord that I am as well as I am. Now I go to work on the life of Christ. Sent two letters this noon, one to Washburn and several copies of letters to Wagner. One was Abiding in Christ, for him to publish if he desired. I hope you are well and happy. For above 1 week I have had a screwing up process in my shoulder. Had much suffering in my spine, could scarcely sit or lie. The carriage has come. I must close forthwith. I begrudge this good sheet of paper to go unfilled, but I must. Write when you can and let us know how you are getting along. I cannot think of anything to say today. Must stop and think of nothing after I get home from post office.